I think it's time for a word from our sponsor.
You know you want it. You know you need it. Big Fatty, the video game. Navigate the inner workings of the coal mine. See just how much you can save at Vaughn's East. Entertain gentlemen callers. And for all of you hardcore players, you can now visit the Horror Hotel. Get ready for hours of fun and excitement as Big Fatty. As you play in standard mode or in virtual reality mode, with Big Fatty the video game, the horror never ends. Also available in standard edition and special chair edition. Brought to you by Gateway Slam Games.
Oh, that was just a little something I whipped up earlier. Wouldn't that be a fun video game? Big Fatty the game? I think it would be. I think it'd be a blast.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
With Big Fatty, the horror never ends.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3520. Oh, the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 3rd of August 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, I've got a few kerfuffles for you, Big Fatty. Hello, Corrections Big Fatty, that's in the Department of Corrections. No. Well, yeah, I don't know. Hi, everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your corrections today, because Big Fatty's got a big correction. Yes, Big Fatty, you had me go and whore out your Amazon wish list over on yesterday's little show, and then you didn't even have a damn link to it. You just had your picture over there. And, many thanks to that Moose P. For saying, hey, Big Fatty, if there was a special occasion coming up, there's no link to the Lesbyterian delivery service wish list. And I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, I had no idea it wasn't linked. And y'all, I couldn't exactly figure out what I was doing, but it's called a workaround. Y'all, it's a workaround. And so, yes, Big Fatty, it's just a way to cover your ass. That's all it is. And y'all, if you go over there, Big Fatty, is this where you're going to handle being a whore today? Yes, I'll be the whore today. 2 weeks from today. No, not 2 weeks. 1 week from today. 1 week from today, you will have missed Dr. Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty. Y'all, if you go over there on the right-hand side, it says top of the heap, I think. Or something like that. And you just go, no, I think it says contact and wish list or something like that. And you just right down there in the bottom of that little box, it says wish list. Y'all, you can even listen to the wishes music. Big Fatty. Y'all even added a couple of new little things over there. Big Fatty. Okay, quit being a whore and move the show forward.
Fatty plays. He takes nipper walks round the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny Henderwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Poo, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Poo, Fatty the Poo, master of that special chair. Fatty the Poo, Fatty the Poo, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Poo, Fatty the Poo, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fat Acre song. It's true. That's a frequency. Frequency from the Gay Wasteland did that. Big Fatty also did the opening of today's little show with the video game. It's true, he did do that a while back, and it's I've been saving that one, Big Fatty. Why? Well, I don't know, but I've been saving it, and I just decided today was the day. Y'all, after I spoke with you yesterday, let's see, young Nicholas stopped by for a little bit, he didn't stop. Did he stop by before I recorded? I don't remember. But anyway, y'all, I just watched the Olympics, and y'all, I fired up the old grill, you know, Chef Fatty. Oh yes, Big Fatty, yorty yorty yor. Y'all, I cooked some, you know, those barbecue ribs that I had, that I got, when I had that coupon at the Lowell's, store. I put them on the grill, because, you know, y'all, they're already cooked and everything, but y'all, they need to get some burn on them. They need to get a little char. So I put them on there, and y'all, I found in the freezer, I had four little bitty pieces of cone on the cob. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. We'll be able to track your digestive habits. It's true. And y'all, I had two more of those little Impossible Burgers. I threw them on there as well. And y'all, as I was coming in, I mean, I went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Big Fatty, we get it. Y'all, as I was coming in with the plate of all the cooked food, y'all, I opened the screen door, and I've got three little steps to go up to the back porch. And y'all, I don't know what I did, but something in my left knee popped, do you need a walker or a wheelchair? No, but y'all, it hurt. And I just kind of, you know, I you know, you kind of squat down, and it felt like it kind of popped back in or whatever. I don't know what happened, but y'all, it was Big Fatty usually handles the pain pretty well, but y'all, this just hurt. Just a sharp pain. Big Fatty, are you having a stroke? But anyway, I just kind of took it easy and took me some IBU friends, and y'all watched the Big Brother app and the Love Island. Y'all, it's 2 hours. 2 hours. But y'all, it's good. It's good last night. And y'all, but it's just so trashy. It is the ultimate in trashy. Crawled into the chamber a little bit after 11 p.m. in the evening. Oh, Big Fatty, that's late for you. It's true. But y'all slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, evidently we had some strong storms come through on Sunday night. Y'all, I didn't hear a thing. Tuesday through Thursday, y'all, we're supposed to, it's like a 70 to 80% chance of rain. It depends on the cellular telephonic device. It says 97%. You know, it's going to be those popcorn showers, but when they pop, they're going to be there delivering the cone for quite a while. So where was I going with that? I don't know. But anyway, y'all got up on Monday morning. My knee was, it still wasn't 100%, but it wasn't worse. And so I got up and I had my coffee and did my Sudoku, read the newspaper, and watched Miss Gail King. Gotta watch Miss Gail King. And y'all, then I decided, okay, I'm gonna try to do the nipple walk. And so y'all, I put on my dancing slippers and my walking slippers and my short shorts. Big Fatty, you really should wear something a little more concealing. y'all, I was off on my morning nipple walk. Just walked around Fat Acres because y'all, it's still hot. It's hot and humid. It's not as bad as it has been. And y'all, the highs this week are only going to be in the low to mid 80s, which y'all is at least 10 to 15 degrees cooler than what we've been experiencing. And but it's going to be raining. So, y'all, I got out and what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Walked, got my exercise ring closed, and y'all, it was, I could feel a little stitch in my knee, but it wasn't painful. There was a stitch there. And, came back and, got my share, and y'all, I had to call the TiVo people, because when I registered my new TiVo, y'all, it made me take out the year-long service plan, and the lady that helped me get the new one, she was able to transfer the last couple of months of my old service plan to the new machine, but y'all, it made me set up the new service plan for a year, which is fine, but y'all, I wanted to call and find out why it didn't work, and so I got a nice lady on the phone, and she says, now we can go and cancel the service plan you paid for. Or she says, since you've already been approved to have your service continued, why don't we just refund you the last 2 months on your current plan, and you'll just have we won't have to mess with the new plan. I said, thank you for calling, and so y'all, we got that all taken care of, and y'all, I fixed me some chicken wings in the air fryer, and I had that in a garden salad for my lunch. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Y'all, if you remember back to the days, the early days of the coal mine, the mother, was in there. Y'all, she sent me some things that, y'all, quite frankly, it's something that my mother, would have sent me, and I just thought I'd share some of these with you. Y'all, there's a picture of a little boy, shoveling snow, and it says, this was GoFundMe when I was growing up. Y'all, if you get a loan at a bank, you'll be paying it back for 30 years. If you rob a bank, you'll be out in 10 years. Follow me for more financial advice. Big Fatty, it sounds like Mr. Cackle's advice. When we're young, we sneak out of our house to go to parties. When we're old, we sneak out of parties to go home. I like that one. Y'all, it's at Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone. It says, imagine a world where YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook merge to become known as You Twit Face. Beep! Fatty, you twit face! Y'all, there's a camp a sign, and it says, welcome campers, safe social distancing. Bears 100 yards, skunks 50 yards, raccoons 25 yards, Aunt Edna 6 feet. Once you understand why the pizza is made round, packed in a square box and eaten as a triangle, then you will understand women. Big Fatty, I take offense to that. Anyway, y'all, a little wooden sign that says, our town is so small we don't have a town drunk, so we all take turns. Big Fatty, is it my turn yet? Maybe. It's my wife's birthday tomorrow. She's been leaving jewelry catalogs all over the house, so I bought her a magazine rack. That one's pretty good. Fish bite twice a year. No, excuse me. Fish bite twice a day before you get there and after you leave. Fish bite twice a... Oh, yeah. Before you get there and after you leave. Got it. apart from being exhausted, financially unstable, nearing a mental breakdown, and being fat, everything's great. Thanks. Big Fatty. Well, again, is that Mr. Cackle? I bet Canada feels like they live in the apartment above a meth lab. That one's pretty good, too. You see, y'all, this is that from that Toy Story. That's that cowboy and that Martian. And it says, you see, people don't want to hear your opinion. They want to hear their opinion coming out of your mouth. Y'all, that is so true. Y'all, there's a picture. It's a picture of a watermelon, and it's got a sticker on it. It's a slice of watermelon, and it's got a sticker on it. It says boneless, and it says, I don't care how much I have to pay for a boneless watermelon, it's worth it. What's, y'all, it's that lion. It's the lion king, the big lion talking to little cub, says, what's out there, Dad? Ignorance, son. Ignorance on a scale I've never seen before. Y'all, there's a car that had a dent in the side of it, and y'all, it says, if you can't afford to fix a dent, be creative instead, and y'all, they've put a sticker on the dent of that Wile E. Coyote. Y'all, there's a little dog, a little puppy dog in a wheelchair, and it says, this guy has this dog and she can't walk anymore, so he takes her out for a walk every day in a wheelchair. I couldn't find any words for this. Big Fatty, that's so sweet. Oh Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I got five or six more of those. We'll share at a later time. But, y'all, I just love that. I love the one about the jewelry catalogs, and he's going to buy a magazine. That's really good. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that frequency. Y'all, he's got more talent in his little finger than Big Fatty has in his, Big Fatty in your special chair. Well, I'm pretty talented with the special chair, but frequency, what do you think about that?
With Big Fatty, the horror never ends.
Oh, well, isn't that why you keep listening from year to year to year to year to year?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.